It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. We are talking Graham Mesa Elementary Daddy-Daughter Dance today. Happens this Saturday, and here to talk to us about it a little bit is Tiffany Bogorzinski, the president of Graham Mesa PTO, and Cynthia Jeunesse, the treasurer of Graham Mesa PTO. Anytime I think, you know, PTO, I actually think power takeoff, which is like a farming term. And maybe it's just more of a mechanical thing. But of course, you're a parent-teacher organization.
Yes.
Right? Yes. What do you do as the PTO? How often do you meet and what do you talk about? And other than the daddy-daughter dance, what do you do?
Well, we meet once a month and then as needed, obviously, with big events like the daddy-daughter dance. We talk about fundraising. We talk about ways we can help the school, ways we can volunteer.
Any way to support the school in general.
Mm-hmm.
So really, literally, just a way for parents to be involved in your kids' education,
right,
and be involved in what goes on at the school.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. What other events do you do throughout the year other than the Daddy Dot? I know this has been like the signature for the last few years.
Yeah. Every other year we have done the Harlem Wizards, which we do that at the Rifle High School.
So it's an event so big you have to borrow the neighbor's house.
Yes, it's pretty big. It's actually bigger than this one. We do Penny Wars where the kids get to bring their change, mm-hmm, and that's a big thing for the kids. They love that. Yeah. We do Culver's Share Night twice a year.
We do Penguin Patch.
Oh, that's right.
We have a holiday shop where kids get to shop for their families during the school day and for Christmas and the holidays.
Very cool.
A lot of fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. So back to the daddy-daughter dance. This is a fundraiser for PTO, obviously, or is it for a special project?
It's actually just for the PTO for GME, for the school. Raise money. The springtime, we get a lot of requests for assistance for field trips and end-of-year stuff for the teachers and the kids. So it's good that we have the funds to help out.
Classroom supplies and stuff like that?
Classroom supplies.
Last year we did all new gym equipment, wasn't it?
Yes.
For the coach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really outdated, so.
I imagine that that gym equipment is not inexpensive.
No. And we were just happy that we were able to help. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, the daddy-daughter dance is this Saturday, and really, it's pretty much open to everybody, right, that wants to come?
Yeah. I mean, we have schools from Glenwood to Parachute that come. I mean, last year, I think we had a couple people that came up from Grand Junction for it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you put on a good event, word kind of gets around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do have a theme for this year's dance as well.
We do.
Night Under the Stars sounds kind of like our my prom, actually, way back when.
You are right.
Yeah,
we're gonna do like a star themed event. It'll be lots of lights, some balloons
and moons and stars.
Yeah, and we have gifts for all the daughters right at the door. That'll be kind of themed around that same thing.
And what kind of music are you going to have? Will you have just somebody's iPod, or will you actually have a DJ there?
No, we do have a DJ. We have an in-house teacher.
Kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, Mr. Bainham. He's been our DJ for the past few years now. He's a great DJ.
And a great teacher.
A wonderful teacher.
He's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. My daughter had him for kindergarten.
Yes, she
still buys him gifts, and she's almost in fifth grade now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so cute. You know you make an impact as a teacher when, you know, the kids continue to come back and visit or do special things for you after they've already.
He's a good one.
He's pretty amazing.
That's great. And you'll also be taking some pictures?
Yes. Right. Cassie Rose Photography is going to be doing professional photos. Okay. She's only charging $10, and they'll get a digital copy that they can make as many copies as they want.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. It is just $20, by the way, for father and daughter, mm-hmm. or yep. whatever the case may be, this Saturday night. And then if you, like me, have more than one daughter,
yeah.
it's $5 for additional.
Yes.
for each additional kiddo that you want to bring. So the flyer says girls are invited to bring their dad, uncle, grandpa, any other mm-hmm. special guest.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of requests for older brothers to come, which I think is just so sweet.
It yeah. is so sweet. That really is. Especially as a parent, you want your kids to get along, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so you kind of have to get along if you're going to be together for, what is it, like a three-hour event.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Again, that's 5 to 8 this Saturday night. I'll actually tell you another special personal story about father-daughter dances toward the end of the program, just for a little personal angle there. Again, this happens at Graham Mesa Elementary, and as these ladies mentioned, it does not matter if the girls that are going are students at
no.
GME.
No, not at all.
Any local school, and as you said, last year even had somebody stop by from one of the Grand Junction schools.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have, and because it is an elementary school, do you have an age limit on the young lady?
Okay. Nope.
What about refreshments? Punch bowl or something like that?
Actually, Coke is donating all of our drinks.
Okay.
And we are having treats from all our local vendors, like the Well and what's the other? Oh, the Baker's Boutique out of Grand Junction.
Mm-hmm. We've got some churros coming from Lily's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Great. We have a mom that actually does this on the side, Caitlin DeCrow. She's making a bunch of our cookies, too. Yep. So a bunch of local vendors.
Okay. And a familiar name in education and Rifle as well, I believe. Maybe not the same family, but a familiar last name anyway,
yeah,
over the last 20, 30 years or 40 yep. years or so. Do you need any help volunteer-wise in terms of setting up for this Saturday night?
We actually have a sign-up for volunteers that we posted on our Facebook page. They can go in and sign up on their own, pick a time slot that works for them. And we're doing most of our setup on Friday. We have told folks that, you know, if you volunteer and you need to leave to take your kiddo to gymnastics or whatever, feel free. It's a come and go. You can leave and come back.
So just search Facebook for Graham Mesa PTO?
Correct. That you'll find the sign up on the page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes it easy. And for folks that want to buy tickets, they can get tickets in advance at a couple different locations, at the school office,
yes,
right,
yes,
and also at Alpine Bank in Rifle Parachute in Newcastle.
Yes, correct. We actually recommend if you can pre-purchase tickets only because it lengthens the lines not so long for you when you're getting in the door.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And do you have a maximum number that you can sell?
We have 600 tickets right now. Says fire capacity, we can have that many.
Okay. So it's not as much about reserving your place at the event. It's about not having to spend 30 minutes standing in line to buy your ticket there.
Right. Yeah, because there'll be two lines, one pre-purchased and one obviously purchased.
Gotcha.
But
and if you're just handing off a ticket, that's a quick transaction.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So again, $20 for daughter and whoever their special guest is, and then $5 for each additional daughter,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
Cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever works.
I got you. Okay. And again, you can buy those tickets at the Graham Mesa Elementary office or at Alpine Bank in Newcastle, Rifle, or Parachute.
Correct.
Yes.
Again, it's 3 hours and some refreshments provided by local establishments, mm-hmm. as well as why can't I remember his first name? The teacher that's the DJ.
Oh, Mr. Bainham.
Oh, Mr. Bainham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Omar Bainham's his name.
Omar. Thank you.
Omar.
I was going to say it began with a B, which
Mr.
obviously
B.
would not
they
be.
Call they call him Mr. B. That's yes. probably why.
Okay. I've been getting things backward all day morning. all. See, there you go. Just ask Ron. He'll tell you. It started first thing this morning. And again, it's just a fun time.
Yes,
it's
yes.
get out with the kids yes. and enjoy and support the parent-teacher organization at GME.
Yes.
We talked about the fact this is a fundraiser, and this time of year is when you get a lot of requests from the PTO for a number of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
You said field trips, yes. Sometimes classroom supplies.
Yes.
Of course, all teachers have a budget for that kind of thing, and it is toward the end of the year when budgets sometimes run out, and right. So you're kind of filling in that gap a little bit.
Yes. We bought books for the special needs group. They all needed these reading books, so we bought them for all the kids. So whatever we can do to help, that's what we do.
And you mentioned gym supplies.
Correct.
For the PE class.
Yep, we did that last year.
Last year. Other examples of things that you've purchased in the past?
We do have a water cooler that we purchased last year for our teachers, for their lounge. And we pay the water supplier that every year.
Okay. So it's one of the, like, the two-gallon jug or whatever right. that goes on yep. top, and somebody comes every week or yes. whatever and replaces right. it. Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
We pay the movie license every year so that the teachers can show just about any Disney movie or whatever movie in their classroom, because we pay for the licensing every year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that even in a classroom setting, you would need a license. But
I didn't either until I started doing this.
Everybody's got their hand out, trust me. I understand very well. And any other volunteer opportunities aside from the dance this weekend that the parent? First of all, I guess let me back up. How large? How many members of the PTO?
Right now, we're about a little over 43, 45.
Does members. Everybody show up for every meeting?
No.
Okay.
No. We send minutes out. I mean, we understand life happens. You can't always sure. make a 5 o'clock meeting. So
it's very similar to any service club, really.
Correct.
You've yeah. got a core group that probably shows up to absolutely every meeting
yes.
and absolutely every event.
Yes.
And then everybody else, when they have time available, when they can fit it into their schedule, they'll yes. come out and help.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Are you always looking for new members, having said that?
Oh, always. Yes. Yeah, anytime. Okay.
And I imagine, again, kids graduate, they move on to other schools and other grade levels. So each year, the role turns over
correct.
By several yes, several parents.
It does.
Yes,
it does.
Again, if you'd like to help volunteer this Saturday or to set up for this Saturday night, the actual decorations and all of that will be happening on Friday. There's a sign up form on Facebook. Just search for Graham Mesa PTO, and you can sign up for your spot. And again, fit it into your schedule to help make a cool event happen. Again, the theme is Night Under the Stars, and that's more, the theme is more for the decoration that will be in the, I almost called it the gym, you'd go, like the cafetorium, right?
Is the kinda what dance, it is. Like the actual dancing usually takes place in the gym.
In the, oh, okay.
And then so there's the commons the area where there'll be treats and places for people to sit and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha. But you're not encouraging people to dress in costume or anything. Like
oh
that.
No.
I mean.
No, no, no.
just is it a formal though? I mean, a nice shirt and or a dress for the ladies.
Yes,
or?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. Usually,
the girls really dress up for this. And last year was the first year I was actually able to be there because I'm a mom.
Yes. So, funny how that changes everything, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, we are encouraging volunteers if you want pictures of your daughter with their dad, you know, you can volunteer and sneak a picture in.
Okay.
But yeah, they were really dressed up for it.
That's
they
great.
Like princesses, very pretty.
Oh, yes. That's so cute. Just like Anna and Elsa, right?
Yes,
just like
yes.
that.
Speaking of Disney movies, Disney princesses, do you also need additional volunteers for the actual event on Saturday, or really is set up where you need help?
No, volunteers for the dance would be appreciated. There's several different things. We've got, you know, a popcorn stand, coat check, tickets, treats, just someone to walk around and clean up plates. So there's several different spots where we could definitely use some help.
All right. Fantastic. Again, if you want to learn more, you can search Facebook for Graham Mesa PTO. I'm sure you've got information posted about the daddy-daughter dance there, in addition to ticket locations and the opportunity to sign up to volunteer. And yes. you can get tickets in advance at Alpine Bank in Rifle, Parachute, or Newcastle, plus at the Graham Mesa Elementary office. So
yes.
parents are probably just going to stop by the office, especially if they, you know, pick up or drop off. Whereas everybody else, maybe Alpine Bank would be a little more convenient. Mm-hmm. The important thing is it is helpful if you get tickets in advance because you'll spend less time standing in line at the actual event.
Right.
Everyone is welcome to attend Saturday night. It's not just for GME students. Anybody that wants to, you mentioned in the past, folks from all over this valley as well as even as far away as Grand Junction came. And it's just a good time, you know,
a
bonding time for members of the family. Girls are invited to bring their dad, uncle, grandpa.
Yes.
Any other special guest, their older brother, which, again, I just think is,
so sweet.
As a parent, you know, you love to see your kids getting along.
Right, yes.
Of course, the story behind that is I'm an only child, so sibling stuff is like a foreign language to me. I just don't understand it, and so it just adds a whole nother element to can't you kids just be nice to each other?
Right?
I say that all the time.
I know. Parents get it, for sure. We mentioned a few of the folks that are helping to make this happen with some treats and some refreshments and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And you actually have a lot of community sponsors that are helping out.
We do. We have several JBS Construction, Alpine Bank, Country Whatnots, Luma Medical Aesthetics out of Glenwood, Divine Moon, Kendall Rapp with Bray Real Estate, Gina Welker with American Family Insurance. I mean, yeah, we have several, and we have several that have just donated stuff for us to raffle off, like Timberline Sporting Goods donated some stuff.
We have Walmart, Starbucks that donated baskets and gift cards.
We have the Shehas. I mean, it's been amazing the amount of community involvement there has been. And we've had people that have just done stuff without us even reaching out to them. So,
would you like a couple ski tickets to give away?
Oh, my God.
We would love
that.
There's a couple tickets to Sunlight for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Those are always, always a hot item.
Oh, I'm, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. So, again, it's a community thing.
Yes.
Everybody throughout the area is coming together. I know it's Graham Mesa Elementary PTO, but it's really a community-type event. And I'm curious, I meant in the first segment when we were talking about the fact that kids from other schools will come to your event.
Mm-hmm.
Do you seek out events like this at other schools and try and help out the other PTOs or PTAs at different elementaries throughout the area?
Actually, my son started middle school this year, so the PTA president, I try to work with them a little more now that it's middle school.
Right.
And he is Matt
Weisbrod.
He comes to almost every morning and helps at the pickup line, and he's the PTA president at the middle school. So I think we all just kind of try to help each other out.
Yeah, yes. Matt's everywhere.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is.
I'm not sure how he has the time. I wonder if he has an identical twin. We just don't know about it.
Oh, maybe That might explain. That would explain a lot.
It would explain a lot.
Wouldn't it, though? Yeah, and always a positive attitude and
for sure.
Pleasant. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yes.
Again, you can get tickets for the Night Under the Stars Daddy-Daughter Dance at Alpine Bank in Newcastle or in Parachute or in Rifle.
Yes.
You can get them at the Graham Mesa Elementary office as well if you choose or if that's convenient. Again, they're just $20 for a couple, and then for each additional daughter, it's an additional
$5. Yes, correct.
So for me, it would be $35.
You're right.
Yep.
Just doing the math.
Yes.
So my story.
Yes.
My mom grew up like right next door to Fred and Edna Gerbaz, who owned Berthod Motors for years. And of course, Don is running the business now. When it came time for so that would be, I guess, Glenwood Elementary back in 1950-something. For some reason, Grandpa had to work or something like that. And so Fred Gerboz actually took my mom to the daddy-daughter dance.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so sweet.
And she and my grandparents all frequently referred to as the Gerbozes as best neighbors they ever had. So there
that's
you go.
That's pretty awesome.
And that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I thought that was a cool story. And it's it drives home that point that, you know, it can be – it doesn't necessarily have to be – have the title of father.
Yes.
A special older person that can take the young lady to the dance and, you know, enjoy a good evening. So
exactly.
That's my story. Hopefully story. it was worth the minute or whatever
good
it
memory.
Took to tell me. Yeah. Again, you can search Facebook for Graham Mesa PTO if you'd like more information. Again, looking for volunteers to help with setup and for the actual evening of the event.
Yes.
And you can just find more information about that at on Facebook. Pictures for $10, you'll get a digital copy and you can print
Make
or
as
share
many as you
or
want.
Do whatever you want with it. Again, Omar will be wiki spinning the tunes, dancing, good times, and anything else?
There's actually several restaurants that have done some dinner specials. They've even opened the restaurant early to accommodate.
Ah, so go to dinner first and then go to the dance.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
We've got Brick House, Miner's Claim, and Sammy's that all have specials.
Okay.
Yep.
So, like around 3:30, 4 o'clock or so?
They all are. We've got Miner's Claim, which is going to open at 4.
Okay.
Looks like the rest are opening at 4:30 for us.
Okay. So, 4 or 4:30.
Yeah.
Have
You don't have to be there right at 5, obviously. You can be there.
Well, you've got to be fashionably late.
Come on. Exactly.
So, yeah, grab something to eat, maybe save a few dollars, and then go to the dance afterward.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And there's still time for ice cream afterward, you know.
Oh yeah,
if you choose.
Sure. Yeah.
Do they still have the peppermint frosty at
I don't know.
Wendy's?
Oh,
okay.
Gosh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's fantastic. Any final thoughts, ladies, as we put the wraps on the conversation?
No, just come on out. We'd love to have you. And
yep. And again, you're supporting a good cause. Again, the PTO, which supports teachers and the classroom and the kids through all of these various methods, including, you know, field trips, supplies, books, so on and so forth.
That's why we're here. Yeah.
Again, you can get tickets at Alpine Bank in Rifle, Newcastle, or Parachute. You can also get tickets at the Graham Mesa Elementary office. And again, it is suggested that you buy those tickets in advance because that'll save you time going in. You won't have to stand in line for as long. Plus, again, the dinner specials from those three local restaurants, Sammy's, Brick House, and Miner's Claim.
Right.
Miner's Claim's opening at 4 o'clock, so a little bit early, and then Brick House and Sammy's opening at 4:30, which is also a little early for them. Again, so that folks that are attending this special daddy-daughter dance can have a nice meal and then head up and have some fun for a couple hours.
Good date night for
whoever,
the dads, the daughters, whoever comes.
And a break for mom.
Yes, right.
Unless you're working the event.
I was
going to
say, unless you're working the dance, and well, then you can just sneak pictures.
I was
going to
say, the moms are probably volunteering for the event. But maybe that's something you work on for next year.
There you go.
You know, you've got the three restaurants that have the specials for the dads and the daughters. Now you need to work on other places to have specials for moms while,
Oh, right. Of course, during the dance. Then we won't have a lot of volunteers.
I was going to say, if it was my wife, she'd be looking for, you know, could we get a massage, some quiet time alone?
Quiet time alone would be just fine.
Again, if you would like to help volunteer, particularly for setup, you do have a sign up for that, and that's on the Facebook page. Just search for Graham Mesa PTO and just reach out on Facebook if you're interested in helping to volunteer to chaperone or at any of a number of these like the popcorn station or what else did you say you're going to
have? There's treats, there's tickets, there's
coat check. Yeah.
Coat check. Yes.
There's several several opportunities.
And again, it is a dress up nice event.
Right.
Yes.
And the theme is Night Under the Stars.
Yes.
So we'll look for the gym to be decorated
Fashion.
Fashion. Thank you.
That's the plan.
All the best, ladies. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.